did it, did you?
I did, but you came back.
I saw this huge eagle flying over the 13 colonies, and I was trying to pray into it, but I just thought it was huge. It was just huge flying over the colonies. So I was just, didn't get enough time to pray through to see what exactly God was saying in that. And I saw his eyes. It was just significant. His eyes were just really, really, really big. And he was looking back and forth over the colonies.
Amen. Well, Lord, the word says that his eyes go to and fro, looking in the earth realm. And I believe he's looking for groups like this that are going to be watchmen and are going to decree and declare the things that he releases to them. So, Father, right now, I thank you for the eyesight that the Spirit has into our 13 colony realm. And, Lord, anything that you need to highlight for us, bring it to our attention. Lord, right now, we lay hands on our eyes and say, let us see what you see. And let us address what you want us to address in Jesus' name. Someone else.
As you were praying, John, I saw the eagle's talons, and I saw ropes or strings tied to the covenants of those 13 colonies. And so, Lord, we remind you of the covenant that we have with you and this nation has with you. And we tonight express our love, our just absolute love for you and your law. And we stand in agreement with that covenant.
Amen.
And we believe you will fulfill and you're faithful to the covenant that you've made with our nation. And so tonight, Lord, we ask for prophetic words. We ask for strategies. We ask for plans that can fully bring forth your promises in this hour, in this critical time. So we ask that spirit of wisdom and revelation fall upon us tonight in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
I also saw the eagle eye as a increase of the gift of discerning of spirits over the territory. And he screeched. He was looking to devour the prey, which would be the enemy. So, Lord, I loose right now.
Amen.
I loose an increase of the gift of discerning of spirits for the watchmen intercessors, O God. Lord, I decree a screech of awakening. I decree a screech of warning to the enemy. I'm coming to devour you. Lord, I loose this fresh warring anointing over the 13 colonies. We will war for freedom in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Someone else.
Very interesting that you prayed the discerning of spirits, because on my way home from work tonight, I said, Lord, what are we doing? Because Lucy and I just quit our little gathering, but we're having a big prayer. We're just called to prayer right now. And I said, what are we doing? He goes, you're doing exactly what I called you. He goes, you're not ready to go out yet because you're still shooting from the hip. You're still shooting from the hip. There's a little more refining to do. So, Father, I just pray right now as we gather, there's more refining just to do so that we don't just shoot from the hip, that our arrows are sharp and aimed at those things that need to be taken down and brought down in Yeshua's name.
Thank you, Father.
Cheryl?
Go ahead, Brenda. Brenda's next, I think. Go ahead, Brenda.
I saw the Lord standing on a mountain with an eagle. And I heard, I am the Lord that stands upon the mountains. I am the Lord that is above the seas. I will make a clean sweep of all that has hindered you, for I am the Lord that leads over those mountains.
Amen.
And over those seas.
Amen.
So I just ask you, Lord, I thank you that you are making a clean sweep, that you're giving us more discernment and clarity, Father, that you will just lead us in your way as we follow you in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Go ahead. Someone else was trying to get in.
Someone else?
I see somebody trying. Thank you, Father. Just pray in the Spirit a little bit. Lord, I thank you for decrees and declarations that will be made from Florida to Maine. Is Nova Scotia on here tonight?
I don't know.
I don't see him.
I don't think so.
I thank you, Lord, for the blanket of prayers that are covering the original 13 colonies. Lord, we lift up our country to you right now. Lord, everything's, you know where everything is. We don't. Father, in a blink of an eye, you can pull it all together. You can line it up and pull it together. So we trust you with the future for our country in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
You know, I think an eagle also represents the prophetic ministry, you know, not just the gift of discerning of spirits, but the prophetic eye also. So, Lord, I want to just put your hands on your eyes and your chest. Lord, I loose this prophetic insight over this entire group of intercessors and leaders from the 13 colonies. Lord, we loose fresh, higher prophetic insight. That eagle goes high. It can go above the storms. It does not fear the storms. It sees through them and flies through them. Lord, we loose this prophetic anointing at a new level in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Father.
Okay, I'll chime in again. Over my big pond I have here, I have osprey eagles hovering over. And they hover and they hover, and then they dive down when they see a fish, which they take out of my pond, which I don't like, but it's okay. It's about the harvest. The eagle eye is hovering over and hovering over, so they see that one fish that needs to be saved, that needs to come into the kingdom.
Yeah, harvest.
So Lord, we thank you for that eagle eye. As we go out and about to the grocery store, as wherever we go, to the construction store, the places we go and travel, that we see that eye, your eye is on someone in that that needs to come into this harvest. And Lord, that we have this discernment and the words of knowledge for these people that will change their lives forever, and they will enter into the kingdom of God for such a time as this. And I just thank you for that eye. Of that spirit of discernment to have that right word of knowledge at that right moment, because your timing is perfect, Lord. And they come in to the kingdom in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father.
Cheryl and John, I wanted to share something. I'm looking for a raise your hand, and I can't find it.
You just come in.
You just click in, Anne.
Okay. with all of the eagle talk, I think I'm supposed to share this. If you remember, when Willie Jock spoke at your conference, I think it was when Bobby Connor and Chuck Pierce were there too, and it was so powerful. But one of the things he shared that really got my attention, and I'll tell you why, because it had to do with a very astounding vision, and I don't have visions a whole lot. He talked about the significance of the golden eagle.
Yeah.
And he said the golden eagle is the symbol of, at least, I don't know if it was for all Native First people, but certainly for the Iroquois Federation that he was a part of, right. Mohawks. It was the symbol for America. It was the symbol for Turtle Island, for this, you know, what we call America. And he talked about the comparison with the bald eagle.
Yeah.
Said, well, the bald eagle is a scavenger, you know?
Yeah.
And the golden eagle is a noble bird, and, you know, we train it, goes after wolves, all this amazing things, and it's not a scavenger. But the vision I'd had, and it related definitely to America, as God gave the interpretation over time, was of a golden eagle that was hovering in the sky. This was a worship time on Sunday with Georgian Banoff, who was going around New England talking about America. I think it was like 2010 or something. And I just suddenly saw this huge eagle, much larger than life, hovering above, outside the sanctuary and above the sky. And it was, it looked like it was made of pure gold, but it was alive. So, and I got the word numismatic. Now, pneuma, of course, is a word for the Holy Spirit, and numismatic is study of coins. So God led to the $20 gold piece done by Augustus St. Gaudens, which was, I think, supposed to represent the spirit of America the first time, as Teddy Roosevelt commissioned him. And it had, it was a $20, it was called the Double Eagle, and it was about the United States. But what God, just to sort of not go into everything, God said, look at the name of the person who designed it, which was Augustus St. Gaudens. What does it mean? It means divine ruler of holy joy, divine rule of holy joy. And God said, this is my destiny for America. And this golden eagle is the symbol. And it's hovering, which means hovering in Hebrew, of course, it's procreative, it's creative. But he said, my church has to reach up and apprehend it, take hold of it and pull it down. It's right here. It's right here. I am ready. I am hovering. And I want to bring this destiny identity, which is so much greater. Mm. You know, America's of age now. If she chooses me, and, you know, there's that marriage of the land, the bridal covenant, it's the destiny, the glory of this latter house, so to speak, of the latter part of the destiny of America will be so much greater than that of the former, filled with glory. And you could see it, and it was right there. But it needed to be apprehended by the church and pulled down to this earth.
Well, I'm going to just throw in here. I coached Little League for 9 years. I played on a Little League team for 4. And they were, my team was called the Eagles. Okay. So I guess I was trained for this, such a time as this. But I've taken Brooks to a clinic right now.
She needs to make a declaration.
Well, I'm going to join in with Anne with a declaration. And what I'm seeing at this clinic is, it's not like a rec league. They're not playing baseball. They're teaching baseball. They're teaching how to hold their feet, how to position their hands to be ready for the next play, how to look into the next play while you're finishing this one. And I believe I'm dealing with a bunch of people here who don't play church anymore. You are lined up. You are being instructed. And Anne, you're going to release some declarations and decrees with that that you just brought forth. But this is a time where we're not going to be playing church anymore. Mm. The days of playing church were nice. But now is a time for us to be serious and to really pay attention to the details of what Holy Spirit is bringing before us. So, Father, right now I pray for acuteness in our ability to be able to sense you, to see you, to hear you, that we would move in that direction. And go ahead, Anne, release whatever you want to with what you saw.
Yeah, and did mention, I think it ties into the Native First People. Mm-hmm. They have the DNA for the land. The golden eagle is their symbol, and that's what God showed. So, yes. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that the destiny that the Lord has for America, the identity and destiny, will be fulfilled. I decree and declare that America, the remnant of the church, but for on behalf of America, does say yes to Jesus, and that this marriage feast will be consummated, and that what will come forth is glory unspeakable. Mm-hmm. And we do declare that this golden eagle will alight, will be taken hold of by the church with the help of the Holy Spirit. And we decree that the fullness of that destiny will come forth. And we decree and declare that it will include a healing and a deep bonding with the Native First People, so that we truly restore the foundations of this nation under God, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
And you know, it's interesting because when she gave the vision of that eagle, the person that saw it, I saw, Renee, I saw the golden eagle, not the bald eagle. So that's interesting, Anne, that you brought that out. I saw the golden eagle, not the bald eagle. And very interesting.
Yeah. And just what Willie Jock shared was so powerful.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, when I cleared this lot where this office is actually was a huge pine tree, and we prayed for the eagles to come back after that DDT loss in 2000. And that year, a golden eagle nested in a tree right where this office is.
Oh, my word.
So, Lord, this is the time. You're calling us into a new place of vision, a new place of alignment, a new place of recognition of the things of the Spirit. And, Lord, we thank you and praise you for that. We don't know how to explain that. We just know we have to walk into it in Jesus' name. Someone else.
There is such a fire on this right now. I'm just telling you. There's a real fire on this eagle thing. So, Lord, we cry out to you. And the man that created the coin was Augusta. Say it again, Augusta.
It was Augustus St. Gaudens. He was the foremost American sculptor in the late 1800s, early 1900s, but he did medallions. And President Teddy Roosevelt wanted a series of coins that actually represented the spirit of America. Augustus only got to do the $20 gold piece known as the Double Eagle. And the Lord, when I was looking that up, following the numismatic lead, he said, look at the mean of the name. Augustus is the name that the Caesars in Rome took because it means divine ruler. And then saint is holy. And Gaudens is Latin for joy.
Wow. Very, very interesting.
Yeah,
that's...
We can use a little joy.
So, Lord, we decree right now that fire. Set us on fire right now, Lord. Set us on fire. Let the anointing, Lord, that is coming out of this word right now settle on each one of us and in our territories. Lord, let it spark a fire. Let it spark a fire that goes... That spreads quickly, Lord, through our territory. We are crying out for that harvest fire to come, O God. Lord, loose it on the highways and the byways. Send us like you sent Philip to the Ethiopian eunuch, O God. Send us to these ones in the highways and byways. Light the fire, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Light those matches,
thank you, Father.
Lord, that have been poised to be lit. Those wooden stick matches that have been ready to be lit. Lord, we release your fire in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Jesus. Cheryl, can I loose the sound?
Go ahead. That's exactly what I heard. That was exactly what I heard. Do it again, Christine. Shelly. I call her Chris. Do it again, Chris. Thank you, Jesus.
So here we have Abba's house. Whitney Port, New York, upstate, and it's the home of the Golden Eagles. And Cheryl, I think you remember this. First time Lucy and I met you and John down in New Jersey at the meeting with Chuck, and Willie spoke, I gave him the hat from Whitney Point. They had the Golden Eagles on it. As Ann was speaking about that, that was the same meeting that the Bald Eagle was a scavenger.
Yes.
So, Father, as we look over this... countryside. Father, you're going to call us to look into the skies.
Yes.
We're going to see that golden eagle in the clouds. Jesus. We're going to see it in the land. We're going to see it in visions and dreams that you've seen, that this is what this is all about. And Lord, I'm calling forth again. Forgive me for being I'm calling forth this harvest Amen. And this golden eagle in Whitney Point right now in the center of New York State, that it starts and spreads
Amen.
And flows down the coast through the colonies, Lord. This vision that we're all seeing about the eagle eye and the golden eagle, Lord, that it becomes so profound that it doesn't stop. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father.
Chris, make that sound again. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Go ahead, someone else.
Okay. I actually caught a glimpse of the golden eagle earlier, too. But we know that the golden in the Bible represents faith. And we're going to need power to bring this about. And I see him as representing the gift of faith.
Mm-hmm.
So when we reach up and get a hold of the gift of faith, that's going to be dominant throughout the 13 colonies. So I'm decreeing in the name of Jesus,
yes, Lord,
that the gift of faith is above us, and we're reaching up and we are taking hold of the gift of faith in particular. And I decree that will be not only it'll be the dominant gift of the Spirit that operates among us. We will operate in the gift of faith and the power of God to bring about all that we desire, that God desires for the 13 colonies council and the America, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father.
Okay. Cheryl, earlier when Ann was talking about seeing the eagle hovering, I kept seeing a hovering eagle, and I was just thinking about eagles that I've seen, you know, and you see them soaring and then diving for prey. It's not like they go after everything. But they're selective, you know, and they have an eye for specific things. And there was something that someone had sent in the Maryland prayer group, and I just wanted to read it. I so wish I could share this picture with everyone. But it says, an eagle does not fight the snake on the ground.
Mm-mm.
It picks it up into the sky and changes the battleground. Then it releases the snake into the sky. The snake has no stamina, no power, no balance in the air. It is useless, weak, and vulnerable, unlike
mm-hmm.
on the ground, where it is powerful, wise, and deadly. Take your fight into the spiritual realm by praying. When you live in the spiritual realm, God takes over your battles. And it goes on to say, don't fight the enemy in his comfort zone. Change the battlegrounds like the eagle and let God take charge through your earnest prayer. You'll be assured of a clean victory. But this picture, it's, and I don't even know if I could, can you guys see that?
Yeah.
Yes. Wow.
I mean, it's such a powerful picture. I tried to cut and paste it onto the chat, but just total domination over the serpent. So Lord, I just decree, God, even with this discerning between good and evil, being selective in our prayer, God, I just pray that you would change the altitude in which we fight our battles.
Yes.
God, we ask for an anointing to come up
Amen.
Instead of come down.
That's
and to
it,
fight
right
on the ground. God, we want to fight high, God. We want to bring it up high, God, where we have a clear vantage point. Father, where we're seated in heavenly high places, where we're seated next to you, fighting specifically what you ask us to engage and fight, God, without striving or even struggle. But God, we just thank you for even an anointing of ease to do what you've created us to do and to fight in the way that you've called us to fight, God, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know, I see something else with the golden eagle. We can see spiritually, but I believe it also represents finances, because certainly gold is finances. And I'm decreeing that the body of Christ will reach up and get a hold of the finances that are needed
Do right.
And I believe it also goes along with the prophetic word that I think Chuck had about financing coming down the East Coast. So I decree that that bird, that golden eagle, also represents the financing, the blessing of the prosperity that God is sending. And I believe it's there, it's above us. And we have to reach up and take it. So I decree that that which has been prophesied of.
Oh, he froze up.
Someone else?
Richard, you froze up. Someone else?
Go ahead, Ray.
Go ahead, Ray. Ray raised his hand.
Really, yeah. I was really struck, I think, when Mary was sharing about the double eagle on the $20 gold piece. And so, Father, we pray for a double portion of your prophetic anointing to be released to your people. Father, we thank you that even in this prophetic city of Pittsburgh, that the prophetic would flow in proportion to our faith. That's how we exercise the prophetic. Father, I thank you that you are going to release more and more healing through the prophetic and evangelism through the prophetic, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, if I could just say, you know, we have three rivers here in Pittsburgh, and a few years ago, one of the rivers had a nest and two eagles that came, you know, and built a nest. And then later, I don't know if it's the following year, that the other two rivers each had a nest. And they said that the reason that the eagles would be drawn back to the city of Pittsburgh is because the rivers had been cleaned out enough for them to feed. You know, Pittsburgh had been notoriously dirty in the past in the rivers, but then I don't know how many nests are here in Pittsburgh now, and I think the first eggs that were laid there was two or three. And so, Father, we pray for a multiplication of the prophetic anointing, that, Father, we begin to move as never before in the prophetic, that you would use it as a tool for evangelism, not just to comfort your people and edify and to build up, but, Father, that we can actually, in essence, read other people's mail, and that it would just be natural to be prophetic, in Jesus' name.
I think it also represents, Ray, along with that, when you mentioned the double portion, it's what Richard was just decreeing, was a double portion of prosperity and a double portion of glory. And really, all of those roots that Chuck mentioned at the meeting recently, you know, all of those roots, and Chris and Lorraine sent a list to us of them. So, Lord, we release right now from this 13 colony Zoom, Lord, we decree a double portion, Amen. Lord, of finances, a double portion of glory, Lord, a double portion of breaking off of isolation, all of these roots. Do you have them on hand, Lorraine, in front of you, that you could read them and decree a double portion over all of those roots that were to ride? You got to unmute yourself.
Yeah. I just got to pull it up. I think I send it. Should I send it in the mail?
Let's pray in the spirit a little bit on this. This is seems to be a key thing we're working on right
this
now.
This is something right now.
Yeah.
So we just decree the release for prosperity, greater revelation,
yes,
captivity breakout, industrial creative remake,
yes,
divine communication acceleration, freedom from narrow conformity and isolation, divine reversals multiply and break forth in people's lives, divine gathering to break the powers of the night hag or the night terrors, and divine release and sending of glory. And we just release them from the five layers down, and we just say no
yes,
more can they
yes,
be held
yes.
captive. No more can they be covered over, but they will produce and they will create the root and the roots that they were intended to do. And we say, send them into Pittsburgh, send them up and down the coast, even in a greater measure. We're asking for double portion, Lord, double portion of these roots in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Someone else?
One other thing, just, you know, with the double portion and that coin that God, he also said, look into, it was a $20 bill, and it was known as the double eagle. But he said, look into the number 20, what that means, and the double. And this was back in 2010, and so it was 2020. And 20 times 20 is 400. And 400 is the time span, you know, just like 40 days, 40 week, 40 years. But it's the time span for a nation. And he said, there is this epic or era of the nation that is 400. And I'd never thought about the significance of 2020 and that being the 400th anniversary of, you know, the pilgrims and the Mayflower and all of that. But it had something, there was more about the number 20, 10 is completion, the double of that, that I just don't remember. But that was, the number 20 doubled was significant also.
Yeah.
As a part of this whole thing.
And Deborah Landwehrlein had a dream. Do you remember that dream, Deborah? Where money was printed, but we had $40 bills, which was 20 doubled. You know, 20 times 2 is 40. Can you say that dream, Deborah? Do you remember it? You're muted.
She's getting it.
Yes, I remember parts of it, but I don't have my journal open. I mean, I don't have my journal with me right now. But what it was is you and I were traveling, and there was five children, aged, and they were age 13, and the 13 was the 13 colonies, and all we had was a $40 bill, and when I looked up the $40 bill, there was an altar on the $40 bill, and it was used back in the 1700s to about 18 something. It was like one of the first bills they made. And I remember that
they printed it.
That to buy, huh?
They printed it in some place. Was it
1786, I think.
Was it in Philadelphia?
Yes.
Go ahead.
And it was printed. It was to be. We used it to buy food for the kids, and then we had a blanket. It was a red blanket with a medallion on it that we covered the kids with. And it was definitely about the 13 colonies, and I think it was also about the trip that you guys went on right after that, and you prayed in New York and Philadelphia, mm-hmm. and somewhere else, D.C., I think. Mm-hmm.
But it's linked with this, what Anne is talking about. Yeah. There's a link to this.
The double of the 20.
Yes, it's linked to this. So, and Chuck said, if we could find where that was produced and build the altar of the Lord there, you know, build an altar of the Lord, because it was an altar to Baal, wasn't it? Wasn't it a false altar on that bill when we looked it up? We even looked it up and found it.
I'm looking it up right now, $40 bill.
So, Lord, we decree, and the medallion on the red blanket represented victory. It represented victory over the 13 colonies. When we covered these 13 children, these five children who were 13, and five represented grace. So, Lord, we decree right now, we decree over the 13 colonies, we loose a victorious spirit over the 13 colonies. Once again, we loose that. The eagle is crying. The eagle is crying victory. The eagle is crying arise and fight. The eagle is crying out once again for the 13 colonies to demand and decree and walk out freedom for the lives of everyone. Lord, you've given us grace to do that. You've given us grace in the 13 colonies. We loose that right now.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Father.
Okay, I've found it. I'll read it to you. It says, on the $40 bill is an altar with a flame rising from it. Over the altar, over the altar and the flame breaking from a cloud is the all-seeing eye, casting radiance over the whole field. In a circle around the altar are 13 stars and the English word confederation. This denotes that under the eye of God, the 13 independent states had confederated and that upon one altar they had laid their precious sacrifices.
So decree.
And it was in 1778.
So decree into that. And Anne, if you get anything or anyone, anything further with it, decree into it.
So Lord, we decree right now that what was started at the foundation of this nation, Lord, we just decree that it'll be the flame of the Holy Spirit
yes.
that rises up over those altars and blots out the all-seeing eye in Jesus' name. We decree that there is finances going out from through all 13 colonies. We pray for a breakthrough in finances, Lord, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, this came from the beginning foundations from 1778. Lord, we decree that it will break forth through the clouds, will be your power, your might, the blood of Jesus from the northernmost part in Canada all the way down to Florida, in Jesus' name, breaking through in the blood and the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray that in that rising cloud will be the eagle.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes. Yes.
So,
regarding finances, several of the signers of the Declaration of Independence were wealthy people, and they lost their wealth.
All of them.
And they were chased, and they lost everything because they signed it. So, that was sown into our country, and we have a right to that which was sown. So I call forth
Amen.
The same finances that were lost by those who signed the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, a harvest of that sown.
It belongs to us, and I declare it's ours. In fact, I know one of the people who financed the revolution was a Jewish person. So we decree in the name of Jesus, all those finances Amen. Have been sown. We declare it is being reaped by us. We claim it, we take it, and now we'll finance the spiritual kingdom as well as the natural kingdom in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Lord.
And Father God, in Jesus' name, I decree and declare that this dream that you gave to Deb would come to pass. That by your grace, the 13 colonies would be provided for, would have provision. Would have overflowing provision to accomplish your purposes for this nation, for the Freedom Nation, Lord. And that even as it was a $40, which is double 20, and 20 times 20 is 400. Here we are, Lord, 13 colonies going back. But Lord, with regard to that altar, that false altar, we declare that as you are, as this golden eagle is released, as your fire and flame of your glory is released, as this cloud comes down, that it will completely blind that all-seeing eye, which was on the back of the seal of the United States. It is the shadow government of the enemy, Lord.
It's true.
And so we declare that shadow, the eye will be put out for that shadow government as your brightness of your flame, of your righteousness, of your burning torch, which is also on that $20 gold piece, your burning torch for America, will put out the eye of this
Mammon and Masonic
God.
Yes.
Of the shadow government of the enemy. Yes. In Jesus' precious name, we declare it.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen, Lord.
Amen. Amen. And Cheryl, I was just looking up eagle in New Testament. It's like mentioned twice. And they're both in the book of Revelation, so 4:7, but it says in verse 6, it says, and in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in front and in back. The first was like a lion, the second like a calf, the third with the face like a man, and the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle.
Wow. Loose it.
Isn't that awesome?
It's where we are. It's where we are in the spirit and timing.
It says the four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes.
Jesus.
Around and within, and they do not rest day or night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." So God, we thank you. And then the next one, it says that it's in 12. It's the persecuted woman. She was given the wings of a great eagle that she might fly into the wilderness to her place where she was nourished for a time and times and a half from the presence of the serpent. So I just find that, isn't that awesome? So I just find that really...
Let me share this to you. Let me share this with you to go along with that. I was speaking the last 2 days to different people about the manifestation of the serpent spirit that is so strong right now in America. And that spirit says, hath God said. And I see Christians speaking out of it. Because it's undermining. It's undermining the works of God. It's causing doubt and unbelief in people. It's causing people to turn away from the path that God has for them. And that she was given those wings to escape the serpent. So just loose that, Kristen. This is key.
We come above it.
So Father, we thank you, Lord, for that flying eagle, God. And that eagle is not without the ability to see. That eagle has eyes all around, God. It has six wings. And God, we thank you, Lord, that you are watching over, God, this area, this 13 colony territory. And God, we thank you, God, that you are giving your people, God, the wings of eagles, God, so that we're going to be lifted up and away from that serpent, God. We just thank you for the ability, God, to go beyond, God. You're taking us up and away.
Yes.
God, up and away, God, from the danger of that serpent. So, Lord, we just thank you that, God, cut off. We just ask for a cutting off and a severing of every entanglement of that serpent, God, that would have wrapped itself around any one of our arms, our legs, or anything else, God. We just say, God, we cut it off. We even cut it off of our minds, yes. God, off of our brains, amen. God, and every infiltration of that serpent and the venom of that serpent, God. We break it off of our neck, God. We break it off of our torso, our chest, our lungs, our ability to breathe, receive the breath of God that you promise us, your children, in Jesus' name. So we thank you, God, for an ability to be refreshed, God. We thank you. For refreshment, we thank you for hiding us under the shadow of the Almighty and under your wings, God. The wings of eagles are what you gave, God, to rescue us, God, to give us an ability, God, to recuperate and rest and refresh. So, God, we give you all glory and honor tonight, God. That you are lifting us up. I just decree this over every single
stand up.
13 colony states in Jesus' name, God. We see there's not one that's left behind, God. Not one state gets left behind. Every single state, God, receives the wings of eagles in Jesus' name. God.
Yes.
Their feet in higher place, not a lower place, but a higher place in Jesus' name. God, with vantage point, God, a vantage point, God. A higher place to be able to see, God. Set our feet on a rock. In Jesus' name, God, we bless your name, God. We thank you. Victory is written under on the bottom of our feet, God. The blood of the Lamb, God. We give you glory and honor.
Jesus, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Everybody ought to say woo on that one.
Yeah, let's all say it. Woo!
Woo!
Awesome.
Thank you, Lord.
Someone else?
Can I just share?
Somebody come in.
Go ahead, Deb.
Somebody.
Go ahead, Deb.
Okay. I just, one of the other meetings when Kristen was praying, the other meaning of an eagle, what an eagle is, popped into my mind. One of the other prophetic meanings is messenger. Eagles are messengers, prophetic messengers. And so I just wanted to add to her decree, because it was so uplifting, is, Lord, that when that as we move as wings on wings of eagles, Lord, I decree that we will become messengers for you. Everywhere the Spirit goes, we will move with it. We will decree with it. We will give out your messages when and where you tell us, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
We are on the move, like John said earlier. We are not staying home. We are moving out in victory and the messengers of the Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. April, you have a hand printed up there. Do you have something?
Yes, a couple of interesting facts on the internet about the golden eagle. It says golden eagles are cunning, intelligent, and bold, diving in from the sun to blind their prey and mm-hmm. using stealth-like tactics to cut off its means of escape.
Wow.
They are fierce and strong hunters. They have an unbelievable 1,200 pounds of crushing power per square inch in each foot. And then it also says, the healthy adult golden eagle, due to its impressive size and hunting prowess, has no natural predators. So when I read about that crushing power, that scripture about Satan being crushed under our feet came to mind. And we are seated in heavenly places,
yes,
with Christ Jesus. Yeah. Therefore, we are seated far above the prey, far above the fray, with authority over every predator that would come against,
amen,
the destiny of these 13 colonies and our nation. God, as we are coming in from the sun, S-O-N,
yes,
from that,
yes,
place of the,
yes,
throne, to come against every enemy and call forth the destiny of this nation as you have ordained it, as,
yes,
you,
thank you, Lord,
desired it, as you have declared,
oh,
in the book of the destiny of this nation, God. We say, thy kingdom come and thy will be done. We say we are rising up with those wings of eagles and have that intent and that unshakable determination to grab hold of that which you are sending and receive it and execute it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Someone else.
Amen. Amen.
That was good.
Can I piggyback that?
Sure.
Because when she said stealth, I've been sitting here praying and praying, and God said to the nations, when we go out, we're going in. That eagle is more like a stealth fighter now. We're coming in under the radar. And God said, when I will send you, I will send, you will go. I will send. But when I send you, they will not hear you. They will not see you. You will be coming in under the radar. They will not be able to identify the Almighty God, the power that I have placed upon you to go into the areas that I send you. But remember, I am the mighty God. I will go before you, for the road I send you on has the blood of the martyrs. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. I am in that blood. I am in that blood. I go before you. So take that mighty step. But remember, you're going in like a stealth fighter. So I'm seeing the Eagle, not just like an Eagle, I'm seeing a stealth fighter jet going in under the radar. From now on, whenever everybody goes in, you're going in and nobody's going to be able to identify you, detect you. You're going to be protected by the Almighty God. He said, I am the Almighty God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I'm really hearing we're entering into a season of warfare that we have not experienced in our lives. This is a new level of warfare, a new level of effectiveness in warfare. How many of you ever been in war and you didn't really realize if you won or not? I have it a couple of times. So Lord, I thank you for this season. I'm going to call this, we're entering a season of victory.
Yeah.
Unprecedented victory, because we will tap in like we never have before. We will align with the Spirit of God like we never have before. And we will see victories upon victories like we never have before in this season, in Jesus' name. Someone else.
I don't know if you can see this picture that I have. Can you see it?
Barely. What is it?
Oh, yeah, I see it now.
It's an eagle and a person's head above that.
Yes.
Like the person is riding the eagle.
Yeah.
And I got this out of Glory of Zion. It says, come up here and see the nation under my wing. And it kind of speaks about that spirit Cheryl was talking about that tries to make people, you know, not see God's, that he's got his hand, that he's the one in control here. He says, come up and see the nation under my wing. I will cause you to rise. Let your vision come alive. Eagle sight where eyes were blind. Come up higher with me. And it also speaks of the where we have eagle's wings as we wait on the Lord, which isn't a position of doing nothing. It's a state of being. And this person is really being held up by the eagle. And so even as Chuck talked about, there's a resting in war, resting in the Lord, listening for his instruction and his guidance, and he will bear us along. But to see that the nation is under his wing, that breaks off that that spirit of unbelief, and the things that wouldn't believe, that would try to twist and try to steal faith in believing in God's good plan. So we just say right now, Lord God, that you are the one in control, that you are taking us up higher to see rightly, Lord God, better than we've ever seen before. Lord God, as John was saying, even in this time of unprecedented warfare, we're going to reach realms in you that are unprecedented, that we have not seen before. And Lord God, we thank you for the joy of that. We thank you that you are moving powerfully. Lord God, that you're about to sweep your wing across the earth and knock some things out of place, Lord God. And you are about to set things in place. And Lord God, we thank you and praise you that you are the one in control. And we hop on, Lord God, waiting on you as you bear us along by your Spirit. As we listen and respond to your leading, you will make sure you're the one who keeps us on track. And we thank you, Lord. You have covenanted that, and that you, Lord God, are faithful. It is your faithful testimony that we speak forth, and we thank you and honor you for it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Someone else.
Cheryl, if I could share this morning, one of the verses I wrote down was Proverbs 21:22. Out of the Passion Translation, and it says, a warrior filled with wisdom ascends into the high place and releases regional breakthrough, bringing down strongholds of the mighty. So, Father, I thank you that even the captives of the mighty shall be delivered in this season in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
I kept hearing, this is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. This is how. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. This is how. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battle. Lord, we just declare this is how we fight our battle. And Lord, we decree and declare, even as the hills surround Jerusalem, so you surround your people both now and forevermore. Thank you, oh God, for the equipping. Thank you, Father God, that we're well equipped, Lord God. We decree and declare we are well able to take the land in the name of Jesus. We will strike. We will hit the mark in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, Father God, the all-surpassing victory is ours because of the blood of the Lamb and the finished work of the cross. We thank you for it already in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Someone else.
So all of this talk about the eagles, we cannot bypass the scripture that says Isaiah 40:31, but those who wait on the Lord, the word wait there actually means to bind themselves to the Lord, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And Lord, tonight we decree that we bind ourselves to you.
Yes.
In such a way that you can take us into the heights, that we will be able to withstand, that we will go into places, and as our eyes are open, Lord, not only will we see your kingdom come and be established, but Lord, it will be a protection for those young eagles that are just learning, for those young eagles, for those that are coming about, Lord. I just keep seeing these young eagles. They're growing. They get thrown out of the nest, and so they can learn how to fly. And so we just say, Lord, let us help those young eagles fly and bind themselves to you in Jesus' name.
Anyone else?
There's another thing about eagles. They have a protective coating on their eyes. Just, I watch them around my area where they're all out of time. The little birds want to peck their eyes out constantly. But there's a shield that the Lord made them with that they can't, and they can still see with the shield over their eyes as they're flying.
Wow.
So as the enemy's trying to take away our vision, God has given us protection in that, that we will keep seeing. Even though the enemy is attacking, we can keep seeing. We can keep soaring. We can keep seeing where we're going. And the other thing he gave me was, as I provided Elijah with the ravens, I will provide you with the golden eagles to feed you in your place where I've set you.
Amen.
For a time and a season.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
So I just wanted to mention too, the other side of that coin that Augustus St. Gaudens was commissioned to represent America, the spirit of America. And I'm gonna hold up, I don't know if you can see this. I can't see myself here. Can you see what I'm
doing? No, it's just a white light.
Oh, that's too bad. It's the symbol for America, like a bride, but she's striding and she's stepping on the rock and holding a torch in her right hand and a olive branch of reconciliation in her left. And the word liberty is over on that side of the coin, but the torch is both like a scepter and a torch. And it's always reminded me, and I think even at that time I looked it up, of Isaiah 62. And really that whole chapter, I think, applies to us, but just those first verses are, for Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until her vindication goes forth as brightness and her salvation as a burning torch. The nation shall see your vindication and all the kings your glory, and you will be called by a new name which the mouth of the Lord will give. And it goes on to, you know, your land will be be married, no longer desolate, and so forth. And then he calls forth the watchmen on the walls to watch for this and prepare the way. But it's about the daughter of the Zion. And then at the end, say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your salvation comes. Behold, his reward is with him, his recompense before him. And they shall be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And you shall be called sought out, a city not forsaken. But that is always the verse that came to me when I looked at that picture on the backside of the double eagle gold piece. But that was, you know, just that burning torch, the vindication, and what I think God's destiny for America is to be that torch. Amen.
Well, I liked what Dutch said on that video I sent out to everybody, that God told him he needs America. He needs America. And I felt that was very key for all of us. Well, anyone else?
Cheryl, the Lord also showed me the inside of the mouth of a lion. Like, I was looking deep into it, because it was opened up really wide. You can even, you know, you see that little thing hanging, and his mouth was open so large. And he gave me Psalm 9, but he said, and he showed me a grass field. He says, this is not the time to be in the green grass field. You're going to have to go deep into the war and deep into my roar. So he didn't loose just the eagles. He loosed the roar of the Lord tonight. And it, because that's where we are. And it was a victory. But the only place we're going to find it is in him. So when they said there was the face of the eagle, there's also the face of the lion.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that was another face. Yeah.
And that's what I saw. So I just wanted to share it because I just got it now, you know, yeah, tonight. Okay? And then...
That is the meaning for this year. You know, if you look at the photo that Chuck puts up, it's a lion roaring. One of James Nesbitt's pictures that he did for him. I don't have a copy of it, but so that is one of the other meanings. Someone else? Well, we are gonna, no one else has anything, we'll let you go. It was powerful tonight, everyone, really powerful. So we will be putting this up on the website if you want to re-listen to it or download it to your own computer and if you get more revelation, and share it with others if you want, you know, intercessors. But we will do this again in 2 weeks. Let me just ask Pat Wenzel before we go. Pat, she's an apostle of prayer for the government. Would you pray for all of us, all of the 13 colonies, concerning the midterm elections?
Oh, I'd be happy to.
Please.
And I would just love to share, well, for 1 second, that as many of you know, when Chuck came out, he talked about an order in this season from Trenton to
Philadelphia.
I'm sorry.
Philadelphia.
I'm also looking for my Philadelphia and DC and then down to South Carolina. Well, we initiated that today in Trenton. We sent it off, and so it is on its way. And Lord God, I am so thankful for the kingdom of God. I am thankful for every one of these servants on this call who have stepped up to the plate in such a time as this. And so, Father God, in this season, as we prepare for midterm elections, I do pray for each one that we will experience that upgrade, that going higher that Chuck talked about. Now, Lord God, we've had ears to hear, but we want ears to hear with revelatory hearing. We have eyes to see, but we want to see with revelatory seeing. We have a voice that we have not shut down, but we want to speak forth with revelation and agreement with the destiny that the Lord Jesus Christ has prepared for these 13 colonies. So, Lord God, I pray that you will teach us how to pray effectual prayers in this hour, that we will soar as eagles. We will take that enemy higher where we can use our authority effectively. And Father God, I thank you. I thank you in advance that, Lord God, you desire for your kingdom to come and your will to be done. You, Lord God, desire us to ride these roots and to awaken the roots of righteousness and praise, and to remove those things that are hindering the advancement of your kingdom. So we thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to partner with you in this season. I pray that in particular the Issachar anointing on each one that is on this call tonight. I also pray, Lord God, that as we approach this next month, the tribe of Benjamin is the tribe for next month. And so, Lord God, it is, I believe, your will to move us into that Benjamin anointing, that when we pray, it will be as an arrow that hits the mark. And I thank you, Father, that this nation is going to see and know from the results of an election that will not be tampered with, that you have heard the prayers and the cries of your people. And so we thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
And you know, I think it's interesting, Pat, that you said it's the month of Benjamin. And in Deborah Land Worland's dream, those 13 children were... those five children were 13 years old. Five, wow, is the blessing of Benjamin. That's mm-hmm. how many times Joseph put in his bag, five times. Gave him five more times of the food as his brothers. So this is a timing thing here that we've gotten tonight. This is the time for Deborah's dream and that thing that Anne brought forth, what everybody's given tonight. This has come together. So, Lord, we loose this over every one of the 13 colonies. Lord, give us more revelation even through this week as we move forward, and cause us all to ascend in the mighty name of Jesus. All right. Well, we will send out an invitation. We'll do this again in 2 weeks. So we will see you all then. God bless you. You can unmute and say goodbye to everybody or do what you want.
Keep the 17 missionaries in Haiti in prayer.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Don't forget the 17 missionaries in Haiti that are under.
Loose them.
Yes, we loose them in Jesus' name.
Loose them in Jesus' name.
Release them. Lord.
Free them.
Release them. Thank you, Lord.
Breakthroughs, breakthrough, breakthrough.
We'll see you, everybody. Thank you.
Night.
Good night.
God be with us till we eat again.
Bye-bye.